Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast from Live the Promise. There are many more podcasts available up on the website at myfaithradio.com, and your support makes this possible. Thank you. Much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. So glad you tuned in. Hope you're having a great day. Well, do you remember the name Sherry Keggy? Maybe you heard her music years ago. Maybe you've heard songs recently that have blessed you. Well, it is another edition of Artist Corner. We get to hear from Sherry Keggy. She's got a new album releasing called No Longer My Own. She's going to give us some stories behind the songs, and we get to hear some of those songs. And she came armed with four copies of this album that we get to get into your hands. I am not taking calls today because I want to give Sherry as much time to unpack her story as possible so you can enter to win one of her albums, No Longer My Own, the same old-fashioned way that we typically do it. You email me, Susie with an S, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Susie@myfaithradio.com, mailing address. Remember that mailing address. And if you can remember Sherry Keggy or No Longer My Own, because I get so many emails every day, I'll know this is the one that you're vying for. We'll get Sherry on in just a moment. I have a couple quick announcements. I've been saying this lately, and I hope you hear this from the bottom of my heart. We are so grateful to you, our dear listener. We are a listener-supported ministry, and year after year, we feel like God gives us this audacious vision that's bigger than we are. Year after year, we bring it to you. You step up, and together we see God do the impossible. Well, Faith Radio is growing by leaps and bounds. We've got listeners from around the world, but I want to give a special shout-out to some of our newest signals. 1290 AM in Hartford, 94.1 FM in West Hartford, Connecticut. We love you. We're so glad to be part of your community. Welcome to the Faith Radio family. If you're brand new, we'd love to get you a new welcome packet. You can visit and get information on our website, myfaithradio.com. Also, that same message goes to 93.1 FM in Waterloo, 104.7 FM in Madison, 90.7 FM in the Twin Cities, and is always streaming online. Also want you to know that we're giving away one Family Life Marriage Bible every week of this month. The Family Life Bible covers many of the issues present in today's marriages and will point you in the right direction. So if you want a chance at winning one of those Bibles, you can also visit the website, myfaithradio.com. So there's lots of good stuff on our website. Spend some time there and catch some of the podcasts from past shows. Okay, as I mentioned, it's an Artist Corner day here with Sherry Keggy. I want to just play a portion of a video that I saw online that I thought was just beautiful. We'll link it up on the show page so you can actually see it, because she's just darling and she's telling her story. She's got this really cool big ring on and she's playing piano. But this just gives you a little bit glimpse of her heart and her story. Let's listen in.
Hello, God, it's just me, and there's something inside me I need you to see. It's the lonely, it's the empty, it's the longing to see. Hello.
A while back, I read a quote by Elizabeth Elliot that said, "Solitude is the cure for loneliness." And I remember having to read it a couple times going, how could that be, that solitude is the cure for loneliness? And then I saw the wisdom that she was leading us to, that truly when we feel lonely, we need to get alone with God, because He meets us in that place and shows us things and ministers to us and comforts us.
And there's no one.
A few years back, I went through more upheaval and life change and grief and loss than I ever thought possible in my life.
Hello.
In just a 6-month period of time, it was my daughter's high school graduation, my son's wedding, my grandmother died, and 2 months after, my grandfather died. And in all of that, we had to do a short sale on the home we'd lived in as a family for a number of years. And my 22-year marriage to my high school sweetheart was ending in divorce. And I never thought that would be my story. But what I've learned is that God is bigger than anything we face, even our biggest fear. But I went to a service in the middle of all that change. I didn't know, was God going to heal my marriage? I was still holding out hope that He would. I didn't know if I would be facing, you know, singlehood, if I would ever remarry, if my heart would even be open to that. I didn't know where I was going to live, but I went to this service, and the pastor preached a sermon on the three things we need to survive. And it was a turning point for me. He said, one, we need air. We need oxygen. Two, we need food, water. We need sustenance. And we need God's presence. And when I counted up those three things, while I didn't know all these things out here, I knew that I had everything I needed in Christ. And that somehow the God who sees saw me, and that I was going to be okay.
Hello, God, it's just me. And there's something inside me I need you to see.
Today's whole show is about brokenness. Hour two, we'll be talking to Jenny Simmons about what it means to be made well. You know, we all need healing in some way, shape, or form. And I'm believing that that clip really spoke to your heart today, because He sees you. He loves you. He intends to restore you. He wants to redeem your story. Let me tell you about my guest. We'll get her on the show. Sherry Kagi is a veteran of the contemporary Christian music artist scene, who has ministered through her music and testimony for over 20 years. She's newly married as of December. Today, we'll be listening to some of her wonderful songs from her latest album, No Longer My Own. She has two adult children, Cameron and Sarah. She lives in Franklin, Tennessee, enjoys reading, writing, and walking her little pup, Daisy Dew. Dear Sherry, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Susie. Good to be on with you.
You know, that clip is just so gripping and so lovely, and I thank you for letting us share it, because I know you have more of your story that you want to share. So, but really do appreciate you coming on and being willing to share your story with us.
Absolutely. It's rewarding when you know that that God could use your pain to encourage someone else to get through theirs, you know?
Indeed.
So I'm grateful for the opportunity always.
Well, Sherry, we'd love to start our conversations talking scripture, and I know you love God's word. Wondering if you either have a life verse or just one lately that you've been hanging on to, pondering, thinking about, you could share with us?
Wow, yeah. I should have had that queued up. Just the other day, I read one from Jeremiah. I'd have to flip to it.
Oh, you know what?
I wrote it in my journal.
I'm so very sorry. It's right in front of me. Thanks to Aaron.
Okay.
It says, Jeremiah 15:16, when your words came, I ate them, and they were joy and my heart's delight. I love that, and I'm so sorry I put you on the spot. So there you go. There's the verse.
No, that's a good one. And another one I just read, though, there's that one, which is so true, because for so many years I have so desperately clung to His word, and it has been such the sustaining, you know, presence in my life, His word and His promises, clinging to those things. But just this morning I read Jeremiah 15:19. Right in that very same chapter, it says, if you repent, I will restore you that you may serve me. If you utter worthy, not worthless words, you will be my spokesman. Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wow, what a privilege to be His spokesman, to say something of His love and goodness.
Yeah.
Anyway, that touched me today.
It's so beautiful. We're all meant to be trophies of His grace. And boy, if we could trust Him, He would do mighty things in and through us. Well, as you're thinking of that clip that we just played, maybe if you don't mind, fill in some of the gaps for us and just tell us a little bit about your backstory and how God showed Himself strong in some of those hard, hard places of your story.
Yeah, just he really, in every marriage, there's challenges, you know, and hardships. And it's interesting. I'm reading a book right now by Tim Keller, The Meaning of Marriage. And but isn't it that closest relationship that does the most work on your character, you know, mm-hmm. and through those disappointments and hurts and offenses, you have an opportunity to either grow closer to the Lord with your hurts, or to move away and become bitter and resenting and so forth. So God just did a lot of work in me through many, many years. We were married for 22 years. In the end, I never thought we'd end up divorced. In fact, I just prayed and fasted for so long against that. And yet that's where we ended up. And God just showed me that when the biggest, most worst thing you could ever imagine happens to you, He's still God and He's still sovereign. And if you have Him as your foundation, then when your world is walked around you, as mine was, lo and behold, you discover that all those things that you've thought you believed through the years are really true, that His grace really is sufficient, that He is really enough when the things you may have clung to for comfort or security are no more.
Don't you?
He becomes that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, don't you find too that when the foundation or even just your world crumbles around you, or your life is upended by crisis, trauma, heartbreak, with it, the enemy leverages those times to make you question your purpose and your sense of calling, where you think, I thought we were going this way. I thought this is what you'd called me to. But that's really when he leverages the time to say, did God really say? Wondered if you dealt with that at all.
That's really good. I'm thinking, for some reason, what's coming to mind is a quote from Beth Moore. I don't have it in front of me, but she said something like, the enemy is banking on you never getting over your devastation, but my friend, your calling is on the other side. Hmm. And I can speak to that the enemy would love to steal and kill and destroy and to steal our joy. And I learned for a lot of years in my marriage, walking in hard places, that I had to fight for my joy and that I had the power to choose joy, that the joy of the Lord surely was my strength. Mm-hmm. I think that's in Nehemiah. So I don't know that there was a time, I don't know, certainly there are scribblings in my journal. You could go back and go, but God, you said this. And then, you know, but God, you said this. And so He can handle those questionings. But he's that safe place to bring all of those questionings. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that I have felt more sure of my calling and God's designed to use me in the way that He does, almost because of those disappointments and devastations, that because I've witnessed Him bringing such beauty from those ashes. It says in Isaiah 61:3, He will give you a crown of beauty instead of ashes. And I've seen Him do that in my life, and there's no other explanation but God.
But God. Talking to Sherry Keggy today. When we come back, we'll hear some songs from her new album, No Longer My Own. If you want in on the drawing, we've got a few copies to give away. Suzy with an S, Suzy@myfaithradio.com. Don't forget your mailing address, and we will be back in a minute. Having a great day today, and if you're out there driving in the upper Midwest snowstorm, please be careful. If you're listening from a warmer climate, I'm a little jealous, but so glad you tuned in. I'm Suzy Larson. This is The Promise. Talking to Sherry Keggy today. It's an artist corner. We're celebrating her new album, No Longer My Own. We've got four copies. Would love to get a copy into your hands. If you want to enter the drawing, do it this way. Email me, Suzy@myfaithradio.com. Don't forget your mailing address. So, Sherry, if you would, set up the song, No Longer My Own.
Yeah, that's the title cut of this album. I'm an empty nester. You know, my children are grown and out of the house, and I was reading a book through Family Life Ministries about the empty nest season. And in that book was this prayer, a covenant prayer, it's called, that is often attributed to John Wesley of the Methodist Church. But I was so touched by the language in the prayer, and I remember writing it down in my journal. It was just a prayer of surrender, and Lord, you know, in it, you use me, use my life. I'm not my own. I remember writing a little note. I want to put this to music somehow, and I did. And this is the song that follows. And to me, it's exactly in line with where my heart is. Lord, give me a lot. Give me a little. Let me be full. Let me be empty. But use me. That's what I want the most, even if it means a hard road.
Let's listen in.
Suffering, put me to what you will. Let me be full, or let me have nothing. To you I wholeheartedly yield. For I am no longer my own, but yours. I am no longer my own, but yours. Lay me aside, exalted for you or brought low. All to your pleasure, I'm at your disposal, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. For I am no longer my own, but yours.
Well, Sherry, thank you so much. That's Sherry Keggy. That's her title cut off of her new album, No Longer My Own. I want to squeeze another song in here before the break. This song, you say, is a song for our times, and it's the first single. It's called Overcome. Just say a word about it. We may have to cut part of the song off when we get to the hard break at the bottom, but say a word, if you would, about it.
Yeah. I mean, the song came when I was just so burdened, as we all were, when we were seeing in the news the story of all these believers being beheaded, and just this persecution like we read about in the Bible, but it's now happening in our time. And what do we do with that? And it just seems like this increase of evil. And I asked the Lord, what should I write today? And this was a song that was born. And I think it's his message of encouragement to the believer.
All right, let's listen in.
Thank you. What would you have me to tell the world? What could I possibly say? How could I possibly change the way things are? With so many hurting, ominous evil and darkness is lurking. Where is the good in the world anymore, Lord? Tell them I am here. I am watching it all. Scared to stand up against the tide. Better to just play it safe. Though it's getting harder to look away. When love looks like justice and mercy. Love without limit, cause no one can hurt me. Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing.
From Sherry Keggy's album, No Longer My Own, and this is a word from the Lord. He wants us to know that he has overcome, and what that means is we will overcome. When we come back, we'll hear more songs from Sherry's album, No Longer My Own. Email me if you want in on the drawing, Susie@myfaithradio.com. Remember your mailing address. I want you to be encouraged today. God is with us. He cares about us. So nurture your soul. Remind yourself that God is still on the throne. No matter what you're facing today, he's bigger than your mountain, bigger than your problem, bigger than your giant. It's true. We'll be back in a minute.
Can you?
Hope you're having a great day today. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We have another Artist Corner today with Sherry Keggy. We're celebrating the release of her album, No Longer My Own, hearing some of the stories behind the songs. We've got four copies of her album to get into your hands. Would love to get you in the drawing. Email me, Susie, Susie with an S. I got to say that. I'm telling you, every single day I get Susie with a Z, and then it backfires, and people wonder why it bounces. So get it to me, Susie with an S, Susie@myfaithradio.com, and remember your mailing address. So, Sherry, talk about your burnout story, because your song, Be My Sabbath, you called your burnout song, but I'd love a little bit of context for that song.
Yes. Woo. Well, you can probably relate, and I've read some of your books as well that says, yes, you can relate. Just doing whatever it is God has called us to do, for me, doing the work of ministry, the nuts and bolts, the administration, the, all of it, you know, the hearing from the Lord, the putting out, the creative, whatever that is, you know, and then the traveling and the going out and ministering from the platform, just all of it and going at a pace for quite some time. I just came home after busy fall schedule, and it was right around the holidays, and I set it to read my Streams in the Desert devotional, and it was, I think, Christmas Eve or the eve before Christmas Eve, and I read this thing, and it just broke me open. It was a poem about a woman who was tired, and she painted this picture, and this is where I broke down. She painted this picture of a mother and a child, and does a mother deny her child the rest that an infant needs, or does she delight when the infant is sleeping in her arms, you know? Mm. And it was like how I needed that kind of rest and how I needed to know that God would delight in allowing me to rest. And then again at a Christmas Eve gathering, circle of friends sharing highlights and lowlights of the year, I got around and I shared this praise report that God had provided for another album. I do these crowdfunding campaigns, and he had given me a successful campaign, which meant I had the green light to go in the studio in the new year. And then I said, I just need to figure out how to rest. And again, I broke down. So 2 days in a row, broke down in tears around this idea of rest. And I think I didn't know it, but that God was showing me I was in a burnout season like I had never experienced before. And out of that deadness, you know, it was a crying out to God. I remember I was quoting. Do you ever, we just quote his word back to him, and I was spewing back to him the words from Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 40. You know, God, you said those who wait on the Lord, you will renew their strength and all of that. So you have to renew me. You have to refresh me. And what I learned, I think, through that is that, yes, I was doing all the right things that he called and equipped me to do. But in fact, I was neglecting Sabbath rest, which sounds so simple, but it's one of the more overlooked commandments. And so God's been teaching me in that in fact, it is absolutely right and needed to take a day of rest and to refresh our souls and allow God to do that, because he knows how he made us. He made us to work, yes, and produce, yes. But he also put parameters around that and said, on the seventh day, you will rest. And he modeled that by doing it himself, you know? Mm-hmm. So in that season, I was crying out to God one morning, scribbling on a notebook, you know, Lord, I'm not a machine. I can't keep going like this. And out of that came the song, Be My Sabbath.
All right, let's listen in.
Faith without works is dead. I need to die for a day or a very long weekend. Did you hear what I just said? I need to die for a day. I just need a break, for I am not a machine. Can't keep going and going without a reprieve. And I can't do this anymore. I'm better. Slave to you, send those willing to way. They will walk in our faith. You renew their strength. Well, I am a dead battery, corroded and rusty and good for nothing. And I can't do this anymore. I'm empty.
There's several things I like about that, Sherry, love about that. One is that the tone has this appeal to heaven. You know, I can just, I see yourself on your knees or on me on my knees, just making this cry to heaven. And then the source, be my source and my Sabbath. It's such a reminder that he's our source of life and energy, but he's also our source of rest. I mean, we can try certain kinds of rest that don't leave us feeling restful after the fact. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody loves a movie blitz, but afterwards you feel like, you know, toxic. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Getting before the Lord is where the energy is found. Wow.
Yeah, and I learned in my study of that whole, even just the word Sabbath is the in the Hebrew is Shabbat, which we think of Sabbath as, oh, Sabbath, Sunday, or whatever day you worship, it's a day of worship, it's something about worship, but in fact the word means to stop, to pause, to come to an end. And the fact that God gives us permission to do that in our world that is so based on hyper-productivity and doing because we can and reaching more people because we can, he is inviting us to come and stop and come to an end with him. So
beautiful. So good. Okay, so we're going to squeeze one more song in here before this last final break. I Love Your Company is the name of the song. Tell us about it.
Oh, wow. This is along a similar line, just because I'm a doer, I'm a type A list maker kind of person. This song just brings me back to, it's really the Lord singing over me, the Lord saying, Sherry, I really just want to spend time with you. I really just love your company. Come be with me.
Perfect. Perfect. And that's what's true. Listening today, if you want to know, he loves your company. He wants to be with you. Let's listen in.
I love your crooked smile. Haven't seen it for a while. You know that I could help you through this trial. How I love your company.
No agenda, no set goal. All I ever wanted was for you to know that I delight in spending one-on-one time.
Loved you this whole time. He just wants your company. That's Sherry Keggy. More with Sherry Keggy when we return. Tuning in. I love that song. Glad you tuned in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. We're doing an Artist Corner with Sherry Keggy, celebrating the release of her album, No Longer My Own. When working our way through some of the songs on the album and hearing the stories behind the songs, we love doing these Artist Corners for that reason. We've got time for, I think, two, maybe three more songs if we work hard here. But I want to talk about Lucky to be Breathing Your Air, because the first time I looked at that title, Sherry, I thought of, my boys are all grown now, but I remember the day when one of my sons looked at the other and gave him that look that so much is said, you're really lucky to be breathing the same air as me. And I'm like, you know, we're going to deal with this. I'm sure that's not what that song's about. So let's hear about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a more of a statement of, although it's a fun pop song, it's more of a statement of humility. Mm. It's like, you know, but I'm just using that fun language. Like, I'm just, Lord, I'm just lucky to be, you know, just, you know, like the woman, just let the hem of his garment brush by, you know. Mm. It's like to just to even be in, to breathe his air, I'm lucky and blessed, you know.
So wonderful. That's, and that's the truly the biblical perspective right there. You know what I mean? Anyway,
yes.
I love it. Let's listen in.
Lucky to be breathing your air, lucky to
be filling this space. Lucky to be counted as one who gets to know amazing grace. Lucky to be one of your own. Lucky to be never.
My favorite song we've played so far. I love it, Sherry. That's fantastic. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so good. Now, this next one is called Whatever is True, and it's actually done with Uncle Phil Keggy. Say a word about it before we play it.
Sure. I mean, it's a scripture song, so isn't that like the best way to learn scripture? If
Indeed.
You just put a melody to it, right? but yeah, this is a song I've had for a little while, and it just felt like the right time to include it on this album. And it's so true. It's a light, fun song. You'll hear Uncle Phil playing the ukulele and all of that. But it is when we're focused on God, what is right, good, and true. We can renew our minds, and that's how we do it. We can train our thinking, you know, from negative to positive, and it's God's word that teaches us that.
Very good. Let's listen in.
Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely and most admirable, I will think on these things. Lord, I will think on these things. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh.
whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is excellent and most worthy of praise. I will think on these things, Lord, I will think on these things.
So, Lord Jesus. Well, Sherry, this has been such a precious, precious time. And I'm wondering, as we get ready to wrap, if you would pray for that person who's in the place that you talked about when it seemed like all of their world around them is collapsing and they're just trying to find their footing. I know someone like that's listening today. Would you pray for them?
Yeah. Well, Lord, you see and you know every detail, every burden, every hidden hurt. And I pray for that brother or sister who's listening, who needs to hope again in you. I thank you for Hebrews 6:19, that we have this hope as an anchor for our soul, and it is in you, Christ Jesus. I pray that you would meet the need, show up in the circumstance, and show yourself mighty as you are. Reveal yourself to be a God of righteousness, a God who is almighty, all-knowing, and completely capable and able to handle their circumstance. Help them to rest in you, to lean into your loving arms, to know that they have a hope in the future with you, no matter what they're facing in front of them. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Sherry, I wish you God's absolute best, and I just want to say thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks, Susie. Bless you.
Good to be with you, dear sister. Title of her album is No Longer My Own. Again, if you want in on the drawing, just email me, Susie@myfaithradio.com.
No wonder we call.
Well, you've been listening to Live the Promise. I'm Susie Larson. In just a bit, you'll find a podcast of today's program up on our website at myfaithradio.com. Coming up next, Jenny Simmons joins us, and she's got an amazing book titled Made Well, Finding Wholeness in the Everyday Sacred Moments. I say this often on the show, God wants to heal each and every one of us, and we all need it in some degree. So don't go away. Another great hour is up next. Back in a minute.